By the miracle of recording. Hello. Special treat for you this week. I'm not speaking much. I managed to find myself in a room with a video camera and an old friend of mine, Dylan Williams, who's one of the strategists at Mother. So I made up some questions. He made up some brilliant answers. And it's about 10 minutes. The content is fantastic. The audio and video quality isn't quite that good, but it's definitely well worth having a look at. And I will see you again next week. Cheers.
What do you think the future planning is, Dylan?
What I think the future planning is? I think it'd be a function of... it's a subset of the question, what do I think the communication company of the future is?
All right, what do you think the communication company of the future is?
And I think... in one sense, I don't know what the communication company in the future is going to be making. And so I don't know precisely how thinking in advance of making it is going to look.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a sense in which, though, that big clients, the big companies that are going to pay for communication, have spent the last 20 years partnering up with companies that are increasingly similar to them. And as a consequence, I think all communication has started to look increasingly similar. And I can't help but think that in the future, a better form of partnership would be to seek out partners who can do stuff you can't do yourself,
mm-hmm.
and in ways you can't think yourself. And dress differently and go to different places on the weekend and are full of people with different sorts of accent and different travel habits. And so partly I think the responsibility of future planners is to ensure that their companies are very different to the clients they service.
Do you think that's because agencies are becoming more like clients or clients are becoming more like agencies?
I think it's a bit of both. I remember when BBH we first picked up the Lynx brief from Unilever. It was our first big job with Elie Fabergé, and so we were all briefed to dress quite smart. And so we turned up at Kingston, and they'd obviously all been briefed to dress quite casual because they were meeting BBH. And it was farcical coming together of two companies. I'll say it's a bit of convergence, but the downside of convergence is there are no more blacks and whites, there are just lots of different grays. And maybe the best comms are ones that pivot on black and white rather than shades of grey. And that ultimately would be our responsibility.
If you were starting as a planner now, as a lippy 21-year-old or whatever planner,
yeah.
What skills would you acquire
first?
Yeah.
If I was starting in planning, strategy, whatever you want to call it today,
yeah.
I'd ask to sit in TV production, and I'd spend my day looking at different reels and. Surfing the long tail and looking at lots of different archive TV footage and expanding my set of reference points so that I could make interesting critical interventions during creative development rather than simply in advance of it. Because I think we all know our target audience, we all know how to develop messages, we all know how to develop supports to ensure the message is credible, and we're all pretty good at identifying roles for communication. So all of the basic upstream criteria are filled by anyone in planning now. And so I think the way for a decent planner to make a difference is less upstream in advance of creative development and more midstream and downstream during it. And so having a point of view on casting or set or music or character performance, I think that's where the decent strategist, the decent planner will be able to add value in the future. So I'll set up in 10 days.
Are you popular with creatives?
I think it's quite clumsy of us to have allowed our industry, other than any other industry, to have a thing called a creative department. And that the only way you can populate that department is if you're an art director or a copywriter. I think we're all in the business of creating, all in the business of having ideas and seeing those ideas through to fruition in some way. And so I always get slightly irritated by questions like that. Because I feel like I am part of the creative process, and I think it's just as big a leap in creativity to identify that a Polaroid isn't a camera, it's a social lubricant, than to then an art director or copywriter come up with a line like this for the moment to sum that new role for that piece of technology up.
So, you know that I agree with you. You bastard. But I would say 95% of creatives in modern agencies wouldn't agree with you.
Yeah.
Is that fair? So does that mean you can only work at a few places, or do you...
History? I would say yes. Perhaps one or two.
Do you hide it well? Do you have strategies for doing it without them knowing?
The vast majority of art directors and copywriters in London still think that creativity is the preserve of their office, and that we're merely support staff. And I think there are some handy tips and hints and tactics to ensure that you can subtly become the third member of their creative team without perhaps them even knowing it. And in some extent, that's kind of planning your planning. So all the skills that you apply to identifying your target audience in the real world should be applied when you're identifying the target audience within the creative department. And understand that no two creative teams are the same. They're not a homogenous group. So if the art director and the copywriter come from St Martin's, they might think a certain way. And if they've been brought up at BNP, then they might approach it differently to the team that grew up at Hal Henry. And so planning your planning in that respect, to identify what you want to get out of the meeting in advance, what you want to take out to be from that meeting, desired response if you like, and how you get to that response needs as much planning, probably more planning, than actually the brand you're working on. Generally, again, planning. Some examples. Every creative team's got a reel, so look at it. And more to the point, be the first person in the entire agency to look at it when they first join the agency, because then you're being friendly as well as strategic. Other tips would include working out quickly whether or not they're the sort of team that likes the iterative process, or whether they like one big piece of guidance or inspiration up front and then be left alone. There's nothing worse than knocking on someone's door when they want to be left alone, and vice versa. I just think it's about understanding people and how best to work with them.
Well, if you were going to hire someone to be the next Dylan Williams, as it were, or just you're going to hire another planner,
yeah,
what would you look for? Other than, the basics. Well, I don't know, what are the basics these days?
Well, it's basic. People have often said the basics are half left, half right brain, half digital, half analogic. So the ability to, first of all, you live in an age of opening accessing information if every company has all the same data sets and all the same formulae to apply the same data, if they're going to end up in the same place unless they employ people that can do something different with the information at hand. And so just the ability to do something different or surprise, the element of surprise, I think is what you look for. So I remember interviewing someone a few years ago who just turned up and gave an incredibly impassioned argument for why Ian Paisley was the best thing that ever happened to Northern Ireland. And I'm not sure I agreed with it, but it surprised me. That happened so very little these days. So I would look for people. I'd look for people who can do something different with the same stimuli and phenomena to the rest of us. I always wanted to fish more in the kind of journalist pool than I ever successfully managed to do when I was doing recruitment. So I always thought, well, one, journos don't earn a lot, so they might be easy to convince to come over. But also, just seem to have the ability to seize upon a theme and quickly establish, one, what was important, but one, how to package it in a way that was interesting. And I think that skill part of the job of a planner is to quickly identify what's interesting in a brand story or a market story or a consumer story and package it in a way that people listen. I think some of the journalistic skills are ones that you can look out for. It took us 6 months to work out what was on the advice. The journalist had an afternoon to find out and got there before us. By the miracle of recording.